This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right. So it's hot. You guys are trying to stay hydrated, right? Yeah, maybe you got a soda pop. Maybe you got, you know, ice water. Maybe you got a Slurpee. Maybe you got a lemonade. But, you know, a lot of you probably have in your hand a nice, big, huge cup from a fast food place or, you know, I don't know, convenience store. A lot of ice. You like to suck on the ice. I told you guys to suck on the ice. I think sucking on the ice is great. It keeps you from drinking more soda pop. Helps you get some extra fluid in there. Don't chew on the ice. Not so good. But, you know, I will savor every ice chip in my cup. Make the drink last. And remember, I live in Vegas, so I get thirsty a lot. I just take the time, you know, rolling the ice around in my mouth and just, you know, waiting for it to melt in my mouth. Well, I think after reading this, we're all going to be spitting the ice out of our mouth, as we've been told that ice served at fast food chains have poop bacteria. Now, remember a couple weeks ago? Okay, there's a TV show in Britain called Watchdog. And I guess the BBC came up with this report where many samples of ice at Starbucks, Cafe Nero, Costa Coffee, again in the UK, of the places tested, had coliform bacteria in their ice. Now, not a lot of people get ice drinks. Maybe they'll get some iced coffee at Starbucks, but that didn't make the news like this one did. Then, a couple weeks later, the TV show Watchdog aired that ice used for soft drinks at leading fast food chains, and we're talking McDonald's, KFC, Burger King. More than half of the samples tested had coliform bacteria. We're talking the same bacteria that's in people's colon. We're not talking about skin and natural contaminants like Staph epidermidis. Staph epidermidis, staphylococcal epidermidis is a natural occurring bacteria on our skin. It's a protective bacteria. We kind of want it. So that gets onto our plates, that gets onto our silverware. We don't give a damn. Staph epi rarely does anything to us. But we're talking bacteria from the tushy. That's some serious stuff. Now, a spokesperson for McDonald's said, look, these bacteria aren't harmful. There was no E. coli found. Okay, well, they're right about that. And it sounds like the fast food chains are now going through processes and procedures to clean things up a little bit. And again, this was in the UK. But my problem with that is I, you know, if something happens someplace, right, and, you know, we're all humans, you know, just because it hasn't been tested in the U.S. doesn't necessarily mean it's not there. But this idea that, look, it's only coliform bacteria, so it's only bacteria from the colon that doesn't necessarily hurt you. We're not talking E. coli. I don't want that stuff in there to begin with. Because what that means is there's that potential that if somebody did have E. coli or a pathogen, it's going to be in there. So just because healthy people's fecal bacteria was in your ice, that doesn't make me feel any better. I'm sorry. All right, so what they did is samples were taken from 10 random store locations for McDonald's, Burger King, and KFC. McDonald's seemed to be the cleanest, with only 3 out of 10 samples contaminated, so 30%. At Burger King, 6 out of 10 samples tested positive for coliform bacteria, and at KFC, 7 out of 10. They say one theory, I don't know if it's just one theory, and I'm not sure if this is exactly what it is, but when there's procedures to clean these machines and clean out the ice machines before the ice goes in it, all right, if they're not properly gloved, if they're not, you know, using all these precautions, somebody must be coming out of the bathroom, not washing their hands, or washing their hands half-assed, no pun intended, and then doing their ice machine duties. And I'm sure somebody got fired over this. By ice machines, it's, you know, you're like, well, all I have to do is stick my cup in the machine and I get my ice myself now. Yeah, but somebody has to clean that machine out. You know, what if the cups, you know how many times somebody hands me a cup and they don't hand it from the bottom, they hand it from the top? So now their hand touched the lip of my cup. You know, and I don't want us to become obsessive when it comes to germs and stuff, but if we're really getting other people's feces in our mouths, right, by accident, that's not good. So if they're washing their hands, that's a problem. And, you know, just because this happened in the UK does not make me feel any better that it's not happening in the U.S. We have a huge problem of half-ass, I don't care. We really do. Okay, and, you know, I told you, when I was waiting tables, same thing. You know, I had to do some late side work. I'm like, no problem, I'll meet up with you guys. You know, and I, remember, I was in medical school. So I was a real, really goody two-shoes. You know, and, yeah, I saw a lot of half-ass stuff in the restaurant. But what scared me is when I had to, and I told you guys a story, I had to do something with the Thousand Island dressing. I think I had to pour some out and cover it up with some saran wrap in those big plastic bins. Well, so, you know, I'm hearing, come on, Dahlia, come on. All right, so I'm rushing. And when I look at the Thousand Island, I see a couple dark red dots. And I go, well, we don't use pimento in the Thousand Island dressing. What is that? And I look at my hand, and my hand was bleeding. Apparently, I had touched the saran, the serrated, big, huge industrial saran wrap thing. So I'm like, man, I got to throw this out. So I threw it out. Throughout the saran wrap thing, because obviously, if my finger touched that, then, right, there'd be blood on that. So I get everything new, and it basically took me another 15, 20 minutes. Well, you know how easy it would be for somebody who didn't care to just mix it in? And so after I worked at a restaurant, I realized a lot of stuff can happen, and I hope to God that my stomach acid could beat anything that I accidentally ingest. But, you know, half that stuff has been going on for years. And it's, you know, and with this, I wouldn't be surprised if most places have contaminated ice. 1-877-DOT-DELI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Black Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can always reach us if you don't want to call on Facebook, Twitter, and email or at our Dr. Dahlia page. JP writes, not sure if you know much about sales, but I can't keep a full crew for most days of the week. Call-outs, stress days, flakes. He says people quit days after me hiring them. I'm not a bad boss. I never yell. Just give them their job duties. I'm writing because my office manager of 5 years just turned in her resignation letter. I asked why, and she said she needed a change. What am I missing here? And he wrote this, I think, the day after I was talking about millennials and how I had said something. I got to remember what I said. I think I was talking about how I don't blame some of these millennials for not wanting to buy a house, right? Because they got a college degree. It's not like there's jobs out there for people with college degrees. So many people have college degrees, and now that doesn't necessarily mean guarantee you a job. So why are they going to buy a house and put themselves in debt? Why are some people going to go to college and put themselves in debt? So you have a lot of people not wanting to go to college. You know, and so you know, we were kind of talking about, you know, maybe the millennials, you know, because of this day and age, are actually doing it right. You know, and it's not that they're being lazy or whatever, you know, because I got to tell you, I see a lot of millennials and they bust a move. I don't really see a lazy attitude. So I think JP is writing in response to that, but he brings up a few issues. And actually, I'm dying to find out how old your office manager is, because I got some ideas of what could be going on. So first, okay, so we have you as an employee and then you have the employer. So for those of you that are employers, we'll talk with that first. Many of us are employers when we kind of shouldn't be. You know, being an employer and a good employer and a good manager is an art in and of itself. And so many of us are in that position because, well, we own the business. All right, let's take a look at medicine. Okay, you're a doctor. You open up your own practice. Well, you need to hire a nurse. You need to hire a staff. You need to hire an office manager. And, yeah, the office manager then starts to take on the role as main employer, you know, but still, you're the one that's there. And then you have all these decisions. You have all this responsibility. And, you know, has anybody ever taught you how to manage staff, how to be an employer? You know, how to deal with a lot of the BS. I mean, when I was an ER doc, I didn't have to deal with that. I was an employee, so fine. You know, whatever issues were going on with staff, I didn't have to deal with it. But when I owned my own practice, boy, did I have to learn. I had to learn fast. My biggest mistake is I want to be friends with everybody. I'm like, all right, guys, let's all go for drinks. Well, you have to be the boss. What happens when somebody steals from you? You got to fire their ass. You know, what happens if somebody, makes a mistake on your patient by being lazy? You got to get rid of them. And once you fire somebody else's best friend, now they get mad. And nobody taught us that in medicine. Now, what about those of you in sales or marketing or whatever? You may be really, really good at what you do in marketing. You may just, you know, crush the pitch meetings. You have a lot of accounts. You keep your clients happy. And all of a sudden, you're promoted. And they go, you supervise these junior market managers. Well, now you're a supervisor. And yeah, maybe you can supervise because if you're good at something. But then, does that mean that you know how to handle employees? So the key to being a good boss is to get to know your employee and get to know what drives them. What do they really want? So let's say you're a physician and you hire staff and some medical assistants and nurses, etc. You know, what's their goal? Okay. Oh, like here's a quick example. Okay. For years, and this was even before Obamacare, doctors would complain to each other that they couldn't keep anybody front desk. Just like this guy here, JP in sales. You know, crew would just, you know, front desk was one of the hardest positions to maintain. Your nurse in the back would stay with you, you know, because you have good chemistry, good, you know, you have a good routine, choreography. But front desk quitting over and over and over again. And we had front desk people that would last for years. But, and so I would be asked, you know, how do you do it? And I go, well, you pay them good. You know, a big mistake a lot of doctor's offices do is they pay the front desk less than other staff. Well, front desk is one of the most important positions in that, in that arena. Well, yeah, but they don't have the education as the nurses, and more education means more pay. Oh, yeah, but, you know, front desk has to deal with every single person, every single personality. Don't underpay them. That's the problem. People in the healthcare field, it's not just doctors and nurses. You know, you got people dealing with the insurance company, people dealing with billing, people dealing, you know, with front desk, you have security. You want to keep everybody happy. But the one thing I would tell other doctors is I go, look, you know, the reason why the average front desk person doesn't stay for 10, 15 years is because nobody wakes up in the morning and says, my dream job and my career goal is front desk. Front desk is a stepping stone to another job. Now, many of us have to get a job very quickly. And then we just get in that rut going, well, it pays the bills. I got my health insurance. I'm not going to move from here. Well, maybe there's some logic to that and some practicality to that, but are they really happy? And so you as a boss need to sit down with your employees and go, what's your goal? You know, there's one doctor who I'm pretty close with that I know, whose nurse really wanted to be a nurse practitioner. That was her goal one day. So the doctor helped her go through school, helped pay for schooling, and then later hired her on as a nurse practitioner. That's smart. That is some smart employment stuff right there. Now, I'm not saying you have to put all your employees through school, because they could leave you. I mean, that gets pretty expensive. But you need to know who are your short-termers and who aren't. And you can't do that during the interview. Because during the interview, everybody says everything. You know, people get good at interviewing. Yeah, my goal is to be the best salesperson ever. I really love retail. And this is close to home. This is perfect. I see myself working here a long time and growing with the company. You're like, good, 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 good. Yeah, and then maybe they don't like it. Maybe they don't, you know. One thing that I recommend to people is a trial run where let's do a probationary period. You know, see how you like it. After a week or two or after a month or two, check back in with me. All right? And if they do like it, then all right, let's move up your raise. Let's move up your wage. But a lot of people make the mistake of, all right, we're going to hire you. We're going to do a year contract or a 2-year contract or whatever. And then, you know, the poop hits the fan. So sit down with your employees and find out what they really want to do. And let them be honest and say, look, here's the thing. Okay, you're doing a great job. I want you to work here as long as you want to work here. But, you know, what are your goals? What are your dreams? Okay? Because, you know, if your goal is to go back to school and be a teacher, you know, what can I do to help that? So your working here doesn't put that off. If they go, well, I got to be honest, I got to take night classes. And I need to take night classes and I need to, you know, whatever. But if I'm able to do that, because I got to tell you, if you're an employer that is that cool and that flexible, they're going to stick with you because the average employer isn't. How many employers out there would let somebody take off early to go to night classes? So that if that person is taking their night classes and they're doing what they're doing, they're going to stick with you. Because it's going to be too hard to find another job that's going to be able to work with them like that. Same thing with childcare. I wish we could have in my office had a big enough office where my staff could bring in their kids. We let them. We had some rooms in the back and we let them. It didn't really work because, you know, they had to be busy with patients and if the kid was crying and stuff and there was, you know, whatever. But, you know, for some of my staff coming in on Saturday, yeah, bring the kid. Why not? Bring your kid to work. How many employers let you bring your kid to work? Now, I wish I could do that with pets, but a medical office can't, you know. But, you know, so the more flexible and the more cool you are with that, you know, but again, that's not something you do during the interview. When you sit down with the staff. Now, you know, we're going to talk about in the next segment why a lot of people quit. And we're going to talk about how to address this from an employee standpoint. Too many of you guys are working at jobs that you hate. This is not cool. Now, for those of you that are employers, because that's what this segment is about, you are going to see a lot more people quit because the job market is improving. Remember I told you there's more jobs starting to be created and the wages are getting better. So, which means you as an employer need to do your research. And if you're paying an employee $15 an hour when other people are paying $20, you better figure that out before your employee does and make the change. Or you're going to lose your employee. And when you lose an employee that's good, you lose money. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ASE-safety.com. That's ASE-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, TheBalance.com has 10 reasons why employees quit their jobs. And I know some of you guys are considering quitting. There's some better paying jobs out there. Some of you are sick and tired of being on Medicaid. You find that some insurance plans are available out there. While employers are still paying for your insurance, maybe you want to hop on the bandwagon. So we are noticing a little bit more shuffling. It's a very exciting time in the economy because things are changing, although it would be really nice to see what the GOP does in terms of tax reform. If they could get this right, they're going to probably be in a good position for the midterms. If they don't and they dink around like they did with health care, they're in trouble. But we're seeing a lot of movement, okay? Kind of frustrating for somebody that's old school like me that thinks it's really cool when somebody's with a, you know, company and they're there for years and they grow and then they get a pension and they have such seniority that, yeah, somebody's been there for 20 years. You know, that's pretty, I think it's really cool. You know, there's a faculty member that I guess has been with the university I work for I believe 20 years. That's pretty cool. And it shows he's working for a good company. You know, and that's kind of what you want to see. By the way, if you are a CEO of a company, all right, okay, having somebody that's been with you for multiple years helps from a marketing perspective. You really should be making a big, huge deal about that, all right, because it shows the strength and the timeline and the, anyway, okay, so, what are the 10 top reasons why employees quit their job? Number one, relationship with the boss. Okay? They don't want to be friends with you, but they want a relationship. They want to know that they can talk to you. They want to know that they listen to you. If the boss isn't listening to you, all right, or if there's some toxic relationship where, you know, the boss lies or the boss, you're working on a project and the boss just gives it to somebody else after you did all this work or some stupid stuff. You know, that's not a relationship. And so you know, people want to know, they don't have to be buddies, but remember, if you're an employee, what's your number one concern? That you have job security. You want to know that you're going to be there for a long time. And a good boss who likes you is going to want to make sure you feel confident and secure. Now, if the boss doesn't like you, then fire you. All right? You know, don't sit there and string things along. But if you want to be there, if you want to be there for a long period of time, and the boss looks like they can't stand you or they don't value you or whatever, you're going to probably want to leave. And I don't blame you. Leave. Okay? You need to feel secure. You got kids to support. You got a house payment. This is your life. You only have one life to live. And if you have career goals, all right, it's very hard to meet those career goals if you're in a place that's flighty. So if you have the type of boss that doesn't talk to you or is too busy and, you know, has he or her head, you know, upper butt or whatever, ask at your next meeting, you know, how are things going? How am I doing? You know, I know, the quiet, you know, can be a little dissettling, and I just want to know my job is secure. And I don't want to be high maintenance, but can you just every now and then send me a note that what I'm doing is exactly what you need? You don't even have to say good job, but just send me a note that I'm on the right track with what you want so I know to move in that direction or to not. And I think a good boss will appreciate that. An idiot boss, you're screwed and you should leave anyway. Another reason why people quit is they're bored and they're unchallenged. Nobody wants to be bored. Now, okay, you do have some people that are going, look, you know, lay low, let me get my paycheck. If I'm bored, I could play on my phone. It's an easy job. Yeah, maybe some people out there like that. But after a while, they get bored. Remember, we're animals. We're designed to hunt. We're designed to, you know, do things. Make fire. Cook. Make babies. I mean, we have passions. We have ambitions. It is in our instinct to want to create and do something. So, if you are bored, you know, find something that you are passionate about. Let's say it has nothing to do with work, but it has to do with the charity. Quick example, okay? Quick example for some of you guys who are bored. Employers, listen to this too. All right. So, one passion of mine is charity work. So, whenever I get into if I ever get into a funk about something going on, let's say my radio show ratings, huh? By the way, which I think are actually improving. Thank you, guys. Wow. See what happens when I complain about my ratings? You guys get them up? Thank you. There's this Nevada Blind Children's Foundation. This is an amazing foundation I told you guys about. Well, there's a school, and these kids need a building for their school. Now, so I want to figure out how to make the money and how to raise money and funds. But another thing these kids need are toys. okay? And they need toys with Braille on them. And so one thing I'd like to do is get a whole bunch of toys. They have Braille makers. So you basically put the Braille, you can, you know, make a Braille label, translate your English to Braille, and put them on books, toys, bingo cards, things like that, and make toys for these kids. Well, so if you have a group of employees, or if you're an employee, and you guys are like, oh, all right, you know, it's boring, you know, we got, you know, fiscal season closing, and we got all this going on in our area, maybe put somebody, you know, on a, guys, let's do something for charity for something in our community. And then your company does something like that for the Blind Children's School. Or for, it doesn't even have to be an expensive project. Give your employees something that they're excited about, even if it has nothing to do with work. But it helps your work because it helps community outreach, it helps with charity, and it helps other people in the community. That kind of thing. You see? That's what we're talking about. Relationships with coworkers. People quit because they're working with conniving, malicious, you know what? If you got somebody there that's trying to screw you, leave. You don't need them. Now, some people, they're like, no. I want to fight it. I want to be there, and I don't want them to win. All right, but, you know, it's really not a very helpful and you know, constructive relationship. But a lot of people quit because their coworkers are jerks. Opportunities to use their skills and abilities. The biggest mistake you could do as an employer is have an employee who doesn't get to use their talents. Right? Because if that's what is their passion, ambition, and their gift, they really can't be in a cell not doing that. Now, they don't have to do all of it. I mean, if you have somebody who's a singer, there's only so much you can do. I mean, if you're an ad agency and you guys don't do voiceovers or singing, you know, all right, fine. But you know what? Then maybe have them organize karaoke night. For, you know, find what their passion is and see what they can do, right, that will help with morale or help with, you know, whatever. Have them work on the jingle. I love making jingles for companies. I think that stuff is cool. Contribution of work to the organization's business goals. They say managers need to sit with each reporting employee and discuss the relevance of their job and the key contributions. You want to know that what you're doing is important. But here is the biggie. They talk about meaningfulness of jobs and all that. People want to grow. People don't want to work for a communistic society. They want to know that they're going to get credit for what they do and have some ownership of that, so that they contributed to the company. People want to know that they contributed, you know, whether it's an award, whether it's an employee of the month, something like that. But let them get some ownership of that. They need to grow. They need to build. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a coffee product had been recalled because there was a pharmaceutical ingredient similar to Viagra in it. Now, you could just bet your butt that so many people are like, well, I'll take that coffee. Viagra's expensive. No. It's off the market. It was a natural herbs coffee product being recalled after the U.S. FDA found undeclared milk, okay, and undeclared pharmaceutical products similar to one found in Viagra. According to the FDA recall, an analysis of New Kopi Jonton traditional natural herbs coffee showed desmethyl carbodenophil in the product. This ingredient is similar to sildenafil, which is the active ingredient of Viagra prescribed for erectile dysfunction. The instant coffee is used as a male enhancement product. Best Herbs Coffee LLC is voluntarily recalling the product, which has been reportedly sold nationwide from July 2014 through July 2016. Luckily, no illnesses have been reported, but the FDA says the undisclosed products may poorly interact with other prescription drugs. Remember, what is the deadliest, right? The deadliest thing when it comes to Viagra? It's taking it with a nitrate or a nitroglycerin or another heart medication, let's say, and your blood pressure drops significantly. So if you don't, you know, if your doctor's like, all right, you know, you're not on any medications, you're not on any vitamins. No, no, I'm not. But they don't know you're drinking this coffee. That could be a problem. So be careful, guys. Just because something's natural doesn't necessarily mean it's, you know, yeah, safe. Speaking of safe, our little puppy dogs. Right, they think the very first dogs, because dogs have been around, like, we're talking, like, Egyptian times. And, you know, you wonder. You know, we have dogs, we have cats, and we have, you know, pets. And we're like, wait a second. You know, pets are kind of modern. I always find it fascinating when I see pictures from the 1800s and 1900s, and you see a dog there, and that dog looks like any dog that we have now, you know, modern times. And you're like, oh, my God, I wonder what puppies looked like back in, you know, BC era. Well, they think that ancestral wolves evolved into domestic dogs and may have carried genetic mutations that made them socialize more readily with people. And the same genes cause excessive sociability in humans. They say if wolves have been raised from humans with humans from birth, they still never become as close to people as puppy dogs do. So Brigitte von Holt at Princeton University in New Jersey and her colleagues linked this hypersociability to a 28-gene stretch of the dog genome that includes canine versions of the genes responsible for Williams syndrome, a human disorder characterized by extreme sociability. But they had no direct proof that these genes caused it. So basically, her team tested the behavior of 18 domestic dogs and 10 wolves, all of whom had been raised identically with constant human contact. Now, by human contact, my guess is, oh, your little baby looks so cute, let's rub your tummy, can we rub your tummy? So my guess is that kind of stuff, right? Because that's what we do. I have a little puppy now. Her name is Uzi. And I go, oh, Uzi, Uzi, your tushy is so fluffy, let me tickle tummy, Uzi, ah! Okay, and that's how I act with my dog. That's how I would probably act with a wolf in this particular laboratory setting. So all were raised identically. Each animal was scored for its hypersociability towards humans. As expected, the dogs scored higher than the wolves. The researchers unsequenced the key region of each animal's genome in fine detail and searched for structural variations, deletions or insertions of genetic material, etc. And they found four genes called GTF2I and GTF2IRD1. I hope you guys wrote them down because that's going to be on the pop quiz. And these genes are known to cause hypersociability involved in Williams syndrome in humans. So basically, I know this is kind of interesting, and I want to look up this syndrome here, but let me finish with this. So if a wolf or if a bear or if a tiger, all right, is going to be in your house as a baby, and you cuddle with them and you do everything I did, and you got to do the voice. You got to do the, okay, you got to do the voice. No, they're still going to be the animals that they are, all right? Now, I'm going to look up Williams syndrome. What is this hypersociability? I need to know if I have this. Okay, Williams syndrome. Oh, I know what this is. Oh, I learned about this in medical school. Okay. I really need to give you guys a pop quiz. Williams syndrome is a developmental disorder being reported by GHR, NLM, the NIH, National Institutes of Health, where it's a developmental disorder that's characterized with mild to moderate intellectual disability, but unique personality characteristics, distinctive facial features, etc. And they have some issues, but they do well in language, music, repetition, and they're very outgoing. They're very engaging, and they have an extreme interest in other people. Now, that's what our dogs do. You're sitting there you're going to the bathroom, right? And same thing. You know, my cats, they come in, they go, what's going on? I'm like, I'm going potty, leave me alone. And then they leave because they know how to open the door, unless I lock the door. They know how to open the door. The dogs can't because they can't reach that high. So the dogs come in and they go, all right, well, I'll hang with you. I'm like, no, you don't want to hang with me because I'm busy and I think it's turning a corner. And if you get me all mad, I'm going to clamp up and tighten up. So go. But the dog's like, but I want to hang with you because you're going potty. And I don't want you to hang with me when I'm going potty. I want you to leave. And I'm like, well, you're not talking to me like you usually talk to me. Like, where's the good you do? I go, get out! And then I yell at them. So animals, you know, are very interested in what we do. And, you know, I guess it's those genes that do it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Elon Musk has the green light to build a New York, Philly, Baltimore, D.C. Hyperloop. You know, we've been wondering why we don't do things like Europe does in terms of this our transportation, where we have these super trains, right? And I guess Elon Musk just tweeted that his Boring Company, not boring as in we're talking about B-O-R-I-N-G, tunnel project has received verbal government approval to build a hyperloop connecting New York City, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. They say, while we work to verify his claim, Musk is continuing to tweet more details about the project. The Hyperloop, an ultra-fast method of travel, first developed by Musk in 2013, would get this, be a 29-minute ride between New York City and D.C. So, they say it's going to have up to a dozen or more access points via elevator in each city. So, this is cool. Now, I live on the west side of the country. So, for us, I like to get to L.A. pretty easily, so I would love some sort of a hyperloop, right, or a super train that takes me from Vegas to L.A. I think they were talking about taking us to Victorville, and then you take a rental car, and then you drive the last hour to hour and a half drive to get to where you need to go in L.A., and I don't know where that's going. I know people want to do an L.A. to San Francisco hyperloop, but we need to get our poop together. Because, you know, and I got to tell you something. You got the environmentalists that I would think would be kind of supporting something like this. Because imagine less cars on the road. You know, for those of us going back and forth from L.A. to Vegas or Phoenix to Vegas or Phoenix to L.A., whatever, you know, get the cars off the road. Get these super trains. You know, it's building. It's new jobs. It's futuristic. And you have less cars on the road. Less emissions. Very cool stuff. And remember, people fart in the car, so there's emissions there, too. So, I don't know. This looks cool. I mean, it's gotten my thumbs up, even though I don't live on that side of the country. But, yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Fresno. Oh, have you guys heard about this? All right. 20 million sterile mosquitoes are going to be released in California. The life science units of Google's parent company, Alphabet, Inc., plans to release up to 20 million sterile male mosquitoes throughout Fresno County, California, in an attempt to reduce the impact that disease-carrying mosquitoes have on human health. The main target of this project is the Aedes aegypti mosquito. What they want them to do is mate with them, but be sterile so no babies are born. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.